Alexander Alexandrovich Bolshunov was born in Podivotye in the Bryansk Oblast, located just several kilometers from the Russian-Ukraine border. It was there where he started his sports career with his coach and father Alexander Ivanovich Bolshunov. In 2011, his father brought him to the Bryansk Sports School for ski cross skiing, where he was coached by merited coach of Russia Nikolai Nahitrov. The first victories on nationals came a year ago, when on 6 February 2013 Bolshunov took the first place in 10 km Classic in a tournament taking place in the Tver Oblast. On 17 March 2014, Bolshunov won the 20 km skiathlon event at the Russian Junior Nationals, resulting Bolshunov being bestowed the Honorary Master of Sports of Russia. After the nationals he was invited to the junior team. A year later he participated in the sprint event of the FIS Junior World Ski Championships in Almaty, Kazakhstan, but failed to qualify for the sprint final, leaving him without medals. In the following youth championships in Rasnev, Romania, his best result was second, in the relay event. In 2017, Bolshunov took part in the FIS U23 World Ski Championships in the venue Soldier Hollow, Utah, United States, where the 2002 Winter Olympics were held. He won silver in sprint, and a few days later he won the 15 km individual freestyle event. The skiathlon event was marked by a memorable performance by Bolshunov, Alexei Shcherbatkin and Denis Spitsov, who entered the finish line hand in hand. Bolshunov was declared the winner. As a result, Bolshunov was conferred the highest honorary sports title of Russia, International Master of Sports. Bolshunov's first major senior tournament in which he competed were the FIS Nordic World Ski Championships 2017 in Lahti, Finland, finishing 26th in sprint and 15th in skiathlon. In the 2016-17 season he entered his first FIS World Cup stage in Drammen, Norway, in March 2017, finishing 9th. He won his first podium in the next season in the third stage World Cup in Ruka, Finland, on 26 November, in 15 km freestyle pursuit. In the overall standings of the three Ruka stages, the Ruka Triple, he was placed 3rd. He showed strong results by the year's end, finishing 4 times in the 3rd places. After the 2017-18 Tour de Ski, in the 15 km pursuit stage he reached the 3rd place. Bolshunov missed a handful of WC stages to prepare for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. At the Olympics, he rebounded by winning 3 silver medals and 1 bronze medal. He won his first Olympic medal in sprint classical, losing only to Johannes Hasflot Klebo and Federico Pellegrino. Alexander then won medals in team sprint freestyle, 4x10 km relay and 50 km classical. In March, Bolshunov reached the 2nd place in a WC stage for the first time in his career, in the 15 km classical event in Lahti. He also finished 3rd in a WC stage in Drammen, now in sprint classical. By the season's end, Bolshunov won the World Cup final after winning the 15 km classical mass start and 15 km freestyle pursuit stages. In the overall World Cup standings he was placed 5th. In the 2018-19 FIS Cross Country World Cup season, Bolshunov won the first 2 WC stages in Ruka, in sprint classical and 15 km classical, receiving the yellow bib as a result. Bolshunov led in the overall standings after 15 stages until being replaced by Johannes Hasflot Klebo during the Tour de Ski. Before the World Championships, Alexander clinched another stage win in Italian Konya in 15 km classical. Bolshunov debuted at the World and won 4 silver medals in 30 km skiathlon, 50 km freestyle mass start, as well as in team sprint and 4x10 km relay. On 9 March he won another stage in 50 km classical mass start in Holmenkollen, returning the yellow bib after Klebo's poor performance there. As a result, Bolshunov at age 22 became not only the youngest winner of the marathon stage, but also the youngest winner of the distance cup, claiming the small crystal globe. Bolshunov started the 2019-20 FIS Cross Country World Cup by participating in the mini-event 2019 Nordic Opening, where he was positioned 5th in the overall ranking. He won the next stage in Lillehammer, for the first time in the 30 km skiathlon classic and freestyle event. Bolshunov entered the 2019-20 Tour de Ski by reaching the 3rd place in 15 km mass start freestyle. He went on reaching 5 out of 6 podium places in the next stages, only failing in the first sprint stage in Lenzerheide, stopping in the semi-finals. Although he won only one stage, and 5 times finished 3rd, he took the first position in the overall ranking, becoming the 3rd Russian to do so. After this victory, he received the right to wear the yellow bib previously worn by Klebo. He went on winning 3 back-to-back long-distance stages, doing so in Nové Mesto and Oberstdorf. Prior to the FIS Ski Tour 2020, Bolshanov finished 3rd in the sprint and 1st in 15 km mass start stage, both in Falun. In the inaugural ski tour, Bolshanov led in the overall standings after the 5th stage, but in the 6th stage following an ill-conceived preparation of the skies by the team staff, who hoped the snowfall would stop soon and so decided not to use the no-wax anti-ice method, Alexander finished 7th. In the same month, in February, Bolshanov took the 2nd position in 15 km Classic in Lahti. He finished the season by winning the 50 km Classic mass start event in Oslo and went on winning the overall World Cup ahead of schedule after the remaining stages did not take place due to the coronavirus outbreak. He became the first post-Soviet Russian male ski cross skier to win the World Cup and the first Russian since Soviet Vladimir Smirnov, who won the 1991 edition. Beside that, Bolshanov won his 2nd consecutive distance cup title. Due to the pandemic, the ceremony was postponed indefinitely and the Crystal Globe was presented to the Russian only 3 months later. Bolshanov started the new season finishing overall 2nd in the Ruka Triple after only Klebo. Before the 2021 Tour de Ski, he claimed a distance title in Swiss Davos and his first team title in team sprint with Rittivuk, in a sprint tournament traditionally taking place in Dresden, Germany, this time without Norwegian, Finnish and Swedish skiers, after their federations decided to quit sending skiers due to concerns over COVID-19. As a result of the withdrawal, Bolshanov was awarded the yellow bib. The Tour de Ski saw a return of Swedish and Finnish, but not of Norwegian skiers. After the first, sprint stage, where Alexander Bolshanov finished 2nd, the Russian won 5 consecutive stages, repeating the World Cup Tour record of Ustyagov and Daly, but failed to update the record as he came 3rd in the following sprint stage in Val di Fiemme. In the 10 km final climb mass start stage he finished 2nd. But this secured him winning the Tour de Ski for a 2nd time, finishing by a record margin of 3 minutes 23 seconds ahead of other skiers. During the final stage of the ski race in Lahti, Bolshanov attempted twice to slash Finnish skier Joni Mäki, and towards the finish rammed Mäki and knocked him down, resulting Bolshanov being disqualified. Bolshanov officially apologized for his behavior after the competition. Alexander participated at the 2021 World Championships, where he won 4 medals. In the 30 km skiathlon he got his first gold medal on this event. At the 50 km classical event, Bolshanov initially finished 3rd, but following Klebo's disqualification, which happened after the Norwegian broke one of Bolshanov's pole, the Russian earned the silver medal at the end. Bolshanov won further medals in team sprint and 4x 10 km relay. However, he finished 4th in sprint and 15 km freestyle. Since 2017, Bolshanov is studying at the Penza State University's Faculty of Institute of Physical Education. Bolshanov is engaged with cross-country skier Anna Zherbayeteva, a wedding is planned in 2021. We hope you have enjoyed reading Alexander Bolshanov biography, and we hope it's inspired you to new discoveries. If you liked our video, please like and leave a comment. Also, please subscribe to our channel to always be the first to know about new videos.